This is the Mahaprabhu's Amazing Pastimes. And let's see, which one is the first one? Oh, this one. Because today is the Tirubhav of Raghunath Das Goswami Pad. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Pad Aki. I think it's Teen Goswamis. It's Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta. All three disappeared today. Is it right?
Yeah.
And many devotees came to celebrate Raghunath Das Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. Usually they come every year from Vrindavan. I remember every year Sripad Ayanjara Prabhu would come on this festival and do big kirtan. Do you remember? He did big kirtan. They did a program there this year? Yeah. But maybe, I don't know. You know, remember some hundred devotees who come to Raghunath? You never saw Raghunath Das Goswami's Bhajan Kutir and Vishnath there. And they all the devotees and they're fantastic kirtan. And it's wonderful. And then big prasad. So because of that, I thought, and also we'd like to get the mercy of Nittai to approach Gauranga or Radhan Krishna. So this pastime is called Nittai Delivers Raghunath. It's from Antilila, chapter 6. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Actually, I just remembered something. There's another thing I wanted to read first. We'll do that past time. But what is it? Okay, it's nearby. This is about what happens if you hear Gaur Leela. It's a very wonderful shruti fal. The benefits and blessings and fruits and good things that you get by hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sit straight. You're one of my, in my party, one of my friends. You should sit. If you're not my friend, you don't have to sit straight. But if you're my friend, you sit straight. No, whatever. I mean, it's too hot and too, you do whatever you want. In love, there's no rules. In rules, there's no love. So this is nice. This is about hearing. Chaitanya Chaitamrita Nitya Karapan Yaha Hoite Premanand Bhakti Tattva Gyan. This is Krishna's Kaviraj calling all the devotees. Listen, devotees. All devotees. Every day, you should relish the nectar of Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam and the Gaur Leela. If you do this, you will merge in transcendental bliss and attain full knowledge of bhakti. Chaitanya Charitamrita Nityakarapan. Nityakarapan. Actually, he's telling you should drink it. Nityapan. Chaitanya Amrita, because Chaitanya Charita. Chaitanya Charita means the teachings, the life, the pastimes, the ecstatic movements and loving sentiments and expressions of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That's the Charitra, Sri Chaitanya Charitra. Then Amritam, it's Amrit, it's nectar, it gives you life, it gives you energy, it gives you enthusiasm, makes you fly and dance and sing and jump and feel happy and joyful. And good to be alive, that you're a Gaur Bhakta. Amrita Nitya Karapan. Nitya means always, eternally, Nitya Ananda. Pan. You've heard of pya, pan. How do you say drink in Hindi? Pana.
Pina.
So in Bengali it's pana. Pina pana. It's says, daily relish the nectar. He's saying, but literally drink. He says, drink it. Nectar, you know, you relish, you know, relish, drink. But drink it. Just like the Nigama Kapaturo Niyatam Pivatam Rasalyam. It says in the first canto of Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami is saying you should drink the nectar of the Bhagavatam. You should drink it. There's a whole fantastic purport there by Vishnath and so many acharyas about what does it mean to drink. These are words. These are shlokas, Sanskrit shlokas and words and teachings. And how do you drink words? You drink water. You drink fruit juice. You drink it with your ears until you alayam. You drink it till the rasa alayam. Till alayam means pralaya, means you faint. You float in the waters of that floodwaters of that ras. You become submerged in the floodwaters of the Bhagavad Rasakata. Submerged in the floodwaters of the Bhagavad Rasakata. This is Bhagavad. Chaitanya Charitamrita Nityakara Pan. Are you drinking? You're drinking? Then you know what happens when you drink? Yeah? You drink too much, then you become something different. You understand? You understand? Samaste. This is the orders from headquarters. That's it, what we say over there. So, this is so nice. Excuse me, I skipped a verse. Don't mind. But let me finish this verse. Let me go back to that. Sri Chaitanya. My eyes don't work sometimes. Sri Chaitanya Lila A. Amritara Sindhu. Can you figure that Bengali out if you know Hindi? You got it? Sri Chaitanya Lila. If you know Hindi, if you know Hindi, you know 99.99% of Bengali. The rest is just learning what these funny characters mean. Just learn how to read it and you're on your way. And the M is like the M. Bengali M is the same as Hindi M. And now I can tell you the letters in Bengali are the same as Hindi. So then you know, then you know the little squiggles and this and that. At any rate, Sri Chaitanya Lila A. Amritara Sindhu. Tri jagat vasayite para jara eka bindu. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya, are like an unlimited ocean of nectar. And just one drop, if just one drop enters into Burbhava, into tri jagat, just one drop enters into this universe, then the whole universe in Bashaila. Whole universe will flood. People will drown up to their necks. And the nectar can't breathe. I can't swim. I'm drowning. This is Leela Katamritam Takta Jivanam. Prabhupada says, the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like an ocean of nectar. Even a drop of this ocean can inundate the three worlds. Chaitanya Charitamrita Nityakarapan Yahoite Yahoite Premanan Bhakti Tattva Gyan. You'll drown in nectar. And you'll become full of bliss and love. And you won't just be a loving idiot. You won't be full of love and bliss, but be stupid. You'll be knowledgeable, realize, Vigyan. Premananda Bhakti Tattva Gyan. This is Gaudiya Siddhanta. Premanand and Bhakti Vigyan. Bhakti Tattva Gyan, don't. Two, Leela is based on the foundation of Tattva. Siddhanta and Leela, not just Leela. Oh, I want to Leela, man. Leela. No, there's Tattva, Sambandha, the Tattva. Tattva, then Leela. This is the foundation. There's that famous verse that by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. He said, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. He said, Bhakti Yoga is like Bhakti is vairagya and vidya. It's all, we're detached, but also have knowledge. And then he says, Sri Chaitanya, and it's all about Lord, this is Lord Chaitanya. So we have detachment, we have knowledge. This is bhakti. And then we have prema and bliss. We also have bhakti again. We also have tattva. So he says, O devotees, relish daily the nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita and the pastimes. By doing this, you'll merge in bliss and you'll attain full knowledge of bhakti. Bhakti tattva gyan. Then he says, because there's different things. Another verse I want to share with everyone. Same chapter. This is Anti Lila, chapter 5. That was verse 1, whatever it was. 162. This is Sri Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Lila Amritarasar. Eka lila prahane wahes shata shata dhara. The pastimes of Sri Krishna Chaitanya are like the essence of nectar. They're not only amrit. First he says it's an amrit sindhu, it's an ocean of nectar. Then he says it's amrit sara, it's the essence of nectar. Amrit sar. Amrit sar. From the stream. It's pravahi, vahi. From the stream of one of his pastimes flow hundreds and thousands of branches. From one pastime, ek lila shata shata dhara. Like we follow the Rupanugadhara. Rupanugadhara means the river, the current. The current, the river, the stream. Stream means current, river, nadi. Like Ganga nadi. If you get in the Ganga and go backwards, you end up in, you better bring a sweater with you. Because it gets cold. You start off in Calcutta, the Ganga Sagar, and it's hot. You end up at Gangotri, and you're cold. So you put a sweater on first. So the Rupanugadhara, the Dhara leads from the lotus feet of Sri Rupa to Sri Radha and Sri Krishna. Sri Rupa Mantripada. You enter the Dhara, Rupanugadhara. You enter the river of the Dhara. Where does it begin? Sri Rupa Mantripada. You enter the feet of Rupa Goswami's shiksha and teachings. And that Dhara, that river takes you to, Sri Rupa takes you to Sri Krishna and to Sri Radha. First, Sri Rupa takes you to Sri Chaitanya. Then Sri Chaitanya becomes Sri Krishna Chaitanya, because Sri Krishna means Radha and Krishna. Then Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is Radha and Krishna, Militam, Yuga Militam. Then Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the Chaitanya goes this way, and then becomes Sri Krishna, Radha Krishna. This is the Rupanugadhara. Can you follow? Sri Rupa takes you to Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna. The Sri and Sri Krishna means Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri, Radha and Krishna are combined in a living force. The distribution living force is called Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then you worship Lord Chaitanya as a follower of Rupa Goswami and Rupa Mandri and Vaidhi Sadhana, Raghunuga Sadhana. And then Sri Krishna Chaitanya reveals, as he revealed the different devotees, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and the Ramananda Roy, he reveals himself as Radha Krishna, Radha Govinda Yuga. He gave that darshan. You see the painting of that. So this is what happens when one follows the Rupanugadhara. So that's why it says that from one lila comes many, many streams. So many, many streams means this, because he described already, in the lilas of Lord Chaitanya we have Premananda and we have Bhakta Tattva Gyan. So one lila, ek lila of Lord Chaitanya has pravahe. Pravahe vahe shata shata dhara. Pravahe vahe shata shata dhara means from one pastime of Lord Chaitanya, thousands and thousands of rivers of meaning of bhakti tattva gyan can be drawn, and thousands of pastimes, and thousands of varieties of Premananda can be experienced in one Leela, Lord Chaitanya, according to the position of your mind and heart. What level of bhakti you're on? What madhur, what is your sthayi rati? If you read Chaitanya Leela in a sthayi rati of dasya rati, you'll get one particular shatadhara, or one dhara. If you read in Madhurya Rati, you'll get one dhara. If you read in Sakhi Rati. So this goes with the previous. Then he says, Shraddha, then how to get access to all of this? This Amrit Sindhu, and this Amrit Sar, and this Shatashatadhar, and this Bhakti Tattva Gyan, and this Premananda. All this experience and knowledge and bliss and joy and floating and how to get access to it. It's all there. How do I reach it? How do I touch it? How do I catch it? How do I absorb it? How do I realize it, see it, feel it, enter it, qualify for it? Ado shvata tata sarasanga bhajana kriya narta nivriti tata sat. Everywhere you find that the key that opens the door to success is Shraddha, Vishwas, faith, faith, belief. I believe in the Lord. I believe. So then he says, you want all this? Shraddha kari e lila je pade shune gor lila bhakti bhakta rasa tattva jane. So nice verse. There, in this verse, there is pravahi, wahi, shatta, shatta, dhar. You follow my line. There is, dhara means river, current. There are hundreds and hundreds of currents and rivers and rivulets and streams of meaning. And so many varieties of premananda. Because of your adhikar, you can take one word, shraddha. What does shraddha mean? Shraddha means one thing to someone in Madhura Rati and another thing to someone in Vatsalya Rati. It means Shraddha means something, means one thing to someone in Nishta, at the level of Nishta. It means something else to someone in Ruchi. Shraddha means something else to someone in Artha Nivriti. Shraddha is unlimited hierarchy of realization, Gyan Vigyan. Makes your head spin. You can never catch it. It's like a slippery, it's like an apple dipped in oil. Or someone trying to catch an apple dipped in oil. It's like, just go to catch it, slides off. Shraddha kari e lila je pade shune gaur lila bhakti bhakta rasa tattva jane. Prabhupada translates Shraddha. This is how Prabhupada, this is his Bhavichar translation. Bhavichar. He translates Shraddha, Kari, acting or doing with faith and love. Many people, according to their Vichar, viewpoint, consideration, their Rati, their Bhav, their degree of devotion, they'll translate Shraddha, they won't say love. But Prabhupada's name is Bhakti Vedant. Vedant. Vedantists, they can translate the word Shraddha. Do you think a Vedantist will translate the word Shraddha as love? Yes or no? N-O. No. Noi. Nay. Not. So, because his vichar, his viewpoint, his consideration, he sees the world in terms of Advaita vichar, or Dvaitavad, as a Vedantist, Advaya Gyan, Nirvashesh Brahma, not Savishesh. We're Savishesh. Then he'll see the world, oh, this Shraddha means this? Hey, how? But Bhakti, when one has Vedanta and Bhakti, then it's faith and love. This proves the very point I was saying. The why, pravahi, wahi, wahi, shata, shata, dhar. He's taking this stream, taking this one verse and taking this stream of meaning, which is the Bhakti Tattvagyan aspect. Then what about the Premananda aspect that I was mentioning earlier? That every lila is full of Premananda, full of Prem, full of Bhakti and Prem. All lilas of Lord Chaitanya, or every lila. Anyone who reads or hears these pastimes with faith and love, pade shune. Pade shune. Do you know what pade shune means? Anyone who hears these poems, pada means lines of a poem. This book is called Dui Pada, and the Bhagavatam is Char Pada. You understand? In the Bhagavatam, there's four lines. You know Bhagavad Gita? Tahino shminya ta dehi komaram yavanam jara tata dehantara praptir diras tata namuyati. We call lines, four lines. That means pada. Pada. Four lines. Like we say padakarta, in Bengali they say padakarta. Padakarta means someone, a writer, a poet. A song, we say songwriter. He's a songwriter. Means padakarta. So he's saying pada shuni. Shuni means shravan, hearing. Anyone who hears these padas with faith. How does Prabhupada translate it? Because of the bhakti vichar? Because what is his stream of his Rupa Nogadara? He says anyone who hears or reads, shune does not mean read anywhere. The Prabhupada is saying read. Hey, Haridas, bankaro. There's a pani, uses a lot of pani. They're very beautiful. Anyone who reads or hears these pastimes, so he's taking shune. And his viewpoint as a devotee, pure devotee, is hears or reads. Reads means read my books. Read the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But hear it. Krishna's Kaviraj is only saying hearing, because the word for reading is something else. It's another word in Bengali. Anyone who reads or hears these pastimes, so you're only hearing. I'm reading. I'm hearing. So I'm reading these things because this is why we're hearing these pastimes. And this is the benefit and shruti fall that you'll get by hearing these pastimes. So I'm telling you, if you buy this product, you'll get this. You know, as if you say, first you buy it, then you'll find out what it does. You don't buy anything like that, right? You go buy something. What does this do? No, you just buy it. It's $200. You'll find out later. Do you buy anything like that? No. So you come to bhakti and you say, what does this do? What does this bhakti do? What does bhakti do? You know, this bhakti thing, get up early and all that stuff and chant. And what does it do? What do you get out of it, you know? How much does it cost? Well, you know, it costs you, I need a few hours of your time, actually. I need about 3 hours a day. Well, wait a minute, I get 500 rupees an hour at my work. So that means you're asking me for 1,500 rupees a day? Now, to think about it, right? If someone says, do bhakti, what is he saying? He's saying, I want 3 hours a day minimum. Am I right? 16 rounds is 2 hours. Little puja and bhajan, and chant a few bhajans, little tulsi puja, basic. Even, I'm talking about grihasthas, I'm not talking about bhakti, you know, others, single. He's coming and asking for 3 hours a day. Am I right, Nitai? So 3 hours, if you translate time into money, which is reality for anyone who's earning money, 3 hours is a minimum if you're a halfway decent businessman of 1,500 rupees. Am I right? It's peanuts, it's nothing. So the guru is saying, you pay me 1,500 rupees a day. Here's my product. What does it do? Don't worry about it. You take it. Here's my product, you take it. How much does it cost? 1,500 rupees a day. You ready for that, Pulkit? Here, take my product. Well, how much does it cost? It costs 3 hours a day. Does 3 hours a day? Time means money. Time means breath. Breath is your life. If you have no money, then your money is breath. When you're out of breath, you're dead. When you're out of money, you're dead. I mean, I'm like basic, real, you know? Practical man. So now the next question, here's the product. What does it do? I don't know. I haven't found out. I have no idea. Well, how much does it cost? Well, it's free. Okay, well, that's okay. So, you know. No, I want 3 hours a day. I want 1,500 rupees a day. So then, will you ask, well, what does it do? If I come to you at your house and I knock on the door and say, here, take this thing. It's a nice machine, very nice machine. How much is it? It's 1,500 rupees a day. Will you think twice about buying it? And you'll say, well, how many days do I have to pay? How old are you? I'm 25. Okay, you'll probably live to be 70. Okay, you'll have to pay for 45 years. You'll have to pay me $1,500 a day for 45 years. Who can figure that out? Gotta start going now. 365 times 1,500 times 45. Okay, what is it? So it's a few rupees, right? So that's what he's saying. So then we say, okay, this bhakti, this product is called bhakti, sadhana bhakti. Requires 3 hours a day, 2 hours a day you have to chant your rounds. You have to give me 2 hours a day chant your rounds, minimum, and half hour sleeping, 2.5 hours. I mean, no, let's make up for a little bit. Well, it's getting slow, getting started, slow at the end. In the middle, you get a little fired up. All right, so 2.5 hours. And then some kind of puja, at least you have to offer your food, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, eat 5 times, that's a half hour. So whatever, so it becomes 3 hours a day. So now I have to say, well, what does it give me? What do I get? Well, you get Premananda and Bhakti Tattva Gyan. You'll become full of bliss, you become full of love, and become full of knowledge. Does that sound good? Does anybody want bliss, happiness, and joy? Do you want to know, have full knowledge and love? That's what Prabhupada offered me when I was 24 years old. He said, you surrender your... And he didn't ask for 3 hours. He said, I want your whole life. Most gurus are only asking for 3 hours because most 99% of disciples are grihasthas. I mean, that's the population. But even 3 hours is something. So he says, yes, you know, you give me 3 hours a day, and this is what you get. So you have to ask him, what will I get? What's the prayojan? You'll realize Radha and Krishna. You'll realize your eternal identity. You'll realize your eternal spiritual form. You'll enter into the spiritual world. You'll have darshan, Radha and Krishna. You'll enter their pastimes. You'll experience their presence. You'll live forever in the spiritual world. I have to tell you very clearly, this is the prayojan. This is the goal. Do this, you get... This is the goal. Now let's establish the foundation. You're a Krishna's eternal servant. Well, how do you get there? This is the sadhana. Has two parts. So this is what he's saying, that if you read this with faith and love, then if you hear these... He's saying here, so you're here for 30 days, if you hear these pastimes, then it's so funny when Kartik classes, when you start, everyone's sweating and like dying. And I would love to, you know, like, can't survive. Then in 3 weeks from now, everyone has mufflers, hats, blankets. Everyone's cold and their nose is running like this, and I have so many things all over my place, you know. I just watch everyone's health goes down. It gets colder and colder. Now I was like, you know, what to do? So this is the introduction. Anyone here? Anyone who hears these pastimes with faith and love, he can understand the truth about bhakti, devotees, and the transcendental mellows of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Gaur lila bhakti bhakti bhakta rasa tattva gyan. It says, Shraddhakari lila. If you hear these lilas with faith and love, then you'll understand Gaur lila, you'll understand what is bhakti, you understand what is devotees, and you understand what is rasa tattva. If you hear the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, you'll get 4 things. So I want 30 hours. I want you to pay me 30 hours. So that's 500 times 30. So you have to give me 15,000. Okay? So I want 30 hours of time. 1 hour a day. And what will I give you as a messenger of Krishna's Kaviraj, I will give you Jana. Jana, you understand Gaur, the pastimes of Gaur Lila, Gaur, and you understand what is devotion and bhakti, and you understand what is a bhakta, what is a devotee. I, you know, my name is Krishna Das and Radha Dasi, but am I really a Das? Am I really? Do I have Dasi Bhav and Dasa Bhav? Do I have Kinkar Bhav? Am I really a Kinkar or Kinkari? Do I have a servant's mood of a servant? Do I have Dainya Bhav? I'm really humble, I'm really submissive and free from ego and pride and envy and lust and all the things that a real bhakta has. Am I like that? Or am I just moment to moment thinking about myself, my comfort zone, as they say? What is my comfort zone? It's too hot, it's too cold, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I need new clothes, I have old clothes, I need new clothes. Where's the money? Not enough money. Our mind just spins and moves and all these realistic things. Even sadhus, everyone, we have to deal with these realities, all of us. But amidst all of it, this is the beautiful thing that we're going to hear so many wonderful pastimes. So now let's see. Okay, I'm going to take your product. I'm going to listen to the Gaur Lila for 30 days. And if I don't get these four things that you're offering, I want, where's it say money back? No, you have to read the fine print. It's very fine, I can't read it. It's so fine, I can't read it. The warranty, what is the warranty, the guarantee? Well, find out. After 30 days, after 30 days you should get four things. What are the four things? You should understand Gaur Lila. You should understand what is bhakti, what is devotion, devotional service. You should understand what is a devotee of Lord Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna. How does he move? How does he think? How does he feel? How does he desire? How does he interact with the Lord? How does he interact with other devotees? How does he interact with the material world and his relatives and his relativities? How does he homogenize and integrate his relativities with his absolutes? Like some people say, oh, I have to go to my relatives. I say, what about your absolutives? I had to spend the weekend with my relatives. I said, okay, that's part of your relative world. Your relatives are part of your relative material world. But why don't you spend the weekend with your absolutives? Your absolutives means sadhu sangha. And the holy dham, especially. Come Friday and leave never. And what's the party? Party starts at 9. When's it end? Never. Huh? It never ends. It goes on and on. So don't enter the door. Because if you enter the door to that party, you'll never get out. What party is it? It's Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Harinam Sankirtan Party! Have you ever heard this word? I couldn't believe it. When I'm in L.A., And I have to get up at 4 o'clock, or no, 3:30 in the morning, and go to Mangalarati, and go all day without a minute, seconds rest, because the temple commander is just like, got a whip in one hand and a gun in the other. Get up, serve. And it's so hard, and you're going crazy, day and night. You finally crash down and floor at 10:30 at night, and again at 3:30 you're up. And it's like that. And then he said, I still remember, I can't forget this sentence, and I never forget this sentence my whole life. Because I came from America, and we know there's something called a party. I don't know if you have that term in India, called a party. You know what? You have a party, birthday party? You have that word? Well, party is a big thing in America, because they do a lot of parties, you know. maybe Europe, they do parties, and Russia, party, you know. I don't know. But in America, there's lots of parties. I mean, party means people get together, music and dance, and enjoy. Old men, young men. So there's lots of parties. So I joined this strange movement, and all these clothes and everything is totally strange and bizarre and unusual and completely non-American. And there's nowhere I can find anything that related to my culture at all. The people, the dress, the looks, the tilak, anything, the songs, anything. Nothing fit at all. Nothing. The hairdo, the hairstyle, the dress style, the speech, the food, everything was total, like going to another planet. And then they said, listen, Bhakta Joe, today, you know, you've been in the temple for a few days. Now we want you to go out in the Sankirtan party. Have you ever heard this term, Sankirtan party? No, you never heard this term, Sankirtan party? So I said, hey, all right. I said, God, I've been like dying for a week. It's a party. Where's the party? And he was just like quiet, you know. I said, I didn't know what Sankirtan meant at all. I didn't know anything what Sankirtan means. But he said, party. I said, all right. You know, I shaved off all my long hair and everything, and that went, all my parties went with it. You know, I shaved off the long hair and joined. There were no more parties. And I thought, what? And I met one guy at the Sunday feast. This is about after 7 days. He came to the Sunday feast. He said, so what's it like? What do you do? You know, and he was asking what we do. Well, again, we get up late. He said, yeah, there's any parties? You go any parties? Because in America, there's like a party every week, you know. I'm at least, you know, in the venue I was in. So it's like, you know, America's kind of a fun place, you know. I mean, I can enjoy. Lots of money, you know, it's like that. So he says, is there any parties? Do you have parties here? And I said, just nothing, man. I said, I never heard that word party. So then I met him the second week he came on Sunday. I said, guess what? I went on a party. We had a party. The devotees went on a party. He said, really? You know, was there girls there? And I said, yeah. He said it was a party. There were girls there. And everything. I said, yes, sort of. Kind of. And he said, you know, you're drinking? I don't know. It was fun. And it was fun, but it was a party. It was called Sand Party. It was on the beach. He went to the beach, had a sand party. And I heard Sankirtan, you know, sand. Because I lived near L.A. and Santa Monica. And I joined. So it was a beach. He thought it was a sand party. You know, a beach party. I call it beach party. He thought it was what we call a sand party. So I said, no. Sankirtan. It's like, yeah, there were men were there, women were there. He said there was music and dancing. I said there was music and dancing. But there was no anything other things to drink except water. And and the women were way in the back. There was like, he said, how many people on the party? How many people at the party? Oh, it was about 120. 120, oh, that's a great party, you know. Said, yeah, it was music. Yeah, we had four or five drums. That was rocking, man. I said, yeah, how many guitars? I said, no, there's no guitars. I said, there's this little round thing, ching, 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 ching. It was cartels. So this, I'm sorry to bring this up a little bit. It's not so rustic, but I'm just, you know, the promises and the parties, you know, so. I mean, we're going to have our own Sankirtan party, you know, right about almost like now, practically. So this is the four things. You'll understand Gaur Lila, what is bhakti, what is bhakti tattva. Then he says devotional service. What are bhaktas and what is rasa tattva? What are the transcendental mellows? Mellows means the mood, the sentiments. Mellows is ras. I mean, some translators, they translate the word rasa, as divine rapture. It's a very beautiful translation. Divine rapture. Prabhupada translated as devotional mellows. The mellows of devotion. There was one famous bhajan take called Vrindavan Mellows. I think he must be. It's very quite famous. You probably all even know how to sing all the mellows. And very beautiful translation, mellows. It's the mood sentiments of love, deep love, which totally saturate the mind, the heart, the senses, and all the senses and mind, the entire body, the entire experience, heart, mind, the entire being becomes absorbed in a transcendental phenomenon called ras, at the level of bhav. We have to cross the ocean of anartha nivritti and enter the peaceful shores of nishta, and then enter the tasty waters of ruchi. Then we come to the land of asakti. We're going through different oceans, the salty, bitter ocean of anartha nivritti. Then it's full of waves and sharks and tigers, you know, sharks and whales. Then we come to the peaceful waters, and finally we land on solid terra firma, asakti. A sakti is when you land in Vrindavan and you're on the land, you left the waters, and now you start to find out about, then bhav. So then in bhav, then you experience rasa. Real. We're experiencing some bhakti rasa in a reflected way at lower levels, but the real true experience of rasa, according to rasa tattva and rasa shastra, is at the level of bhava. High level. So that will be understood. We need to understand what are the exchanges on the level of bhava and the level of prema, the exchange of Lord Chaitanya and Jagananda Pandit and Nittai and Raghunath and the devotees and even non-devotees. It's very beautiful. So we can begin with this pastime. You have those four things? So this is Nittai delivers Raghunath Das. Goswami Pada Ki. Nityananda Ram ki, Nittai bine bai, Radha Krishna poiti noi. This is Narottam Das Thakur. Nittai bine bai, bina, without Nittai, my brother, my dear brother and sister, by all brothers, you cannot attain Radha and Krishna. This is Antilila, chapter 6, verse 13. Purve Shanti Pure Raghunatha Jabe Aila Mahaprabhu Kripa Kori Tanre Shikaila. When Raghunath Das, during his family life, Purva means Purva Ashram, and it's Purva Ashram before. At that time, he went to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur, the place of Advaitacharya. At that time, Mahaprabhu gave him some shiksha by his causeless mercy. Kripakari Tanri Shikaila. O Gurudev, O Sadhu, O Vaishnava, give me kripa. Kripa means shiksha. And you get the kripa when you follow the shiksha. Kripa means shiksha. Mercy means instructions. And receiving and experiencing and tasting and understanding the mercy comes when you accept, hear first, accept, follow, and realize the mercy. Yes? No. Yes, no. So even Mahaprabhu says, the Lord gave him worthy instructions by his causeless mercy. So people say, I went to Vrindavan and met this sadhu, gave me ashirvad. Yeah, what did he tell you? What did he teach you? Nothing. But he blessed me. That's also a blessing. Darshan is pavitram. Sada darshan is pavitram. It's purifying. To see the face of a sadhu or a sadvi, a saintly woman or a saintly man. Or a devotee. See the face of any of you is purifying. Be he man or woman, devotee is purifying. Tila, Kanti, Mala, the radiance of bhakti. Every devotee's face has the radiance of bhakti. The bhakti, what do you say, Kanti? Kanti means radiance. The bhakti Kanti of the bhakta. The radiance of his face, bhakti Kanti. It is pavitram, it's purifying. With or without tilak, even without tilak. You go to an airport or something. If you travel a lot, you go to an airport, you look around. You can look around as you advance more in Sattva-gun, you can see. It's a little hard because once many people have come to Sattva-gun, but sometimes very difficult. If he's sattvic with some bhakti, he may get confused. Because I've traveled sometimes, a little bit before. I go to an airport and I look for some young guy to sit next to and preach because he waits to sit for so long, you know, it's like an airport, it's doing nothing. So you have to go in some waiting room for 100 years, you know. So I walk in, TVs everywhere, you know, the whole scene, airport. I'm just looking for some young guy, you know, sitting by himself. I look around like this, you know, look around. Because I want to give something, you know, Krishna. So I say, this guy is really effulgent and attractive. Seems like a bhakti to me, but there's no tilak, he's undercover, whatever, you know, regular clothes. And I'm like this, you know. if I'm not going to some Russian country, which I've never done, sometimes they have to dress different, you know, enter inside customs, what they have to disguise. I just, in the countries I went, it's okay like this, you can go like this. But sometimes you go to Singapore, you go to a place like that, you just change your clothes. Otherwise, you can't get in the airport. They arrest you. You just dress like this. You have to have a hair, not hairy, some hair sometimes, or like a hat, shirt and pants. Have you ever seen? The gurus have to wear a shirt and pants to go to these countries sometimes. They don't like what to do. They have to go to their disciples. So you see someone like that, the face has a shine to it. So Raghunath Das, he got mercy from Lord Chaitanya in the form of instruction. Prabhura shikshate tenho nija garejhai markata vairagya chari haila vishaya prai. So that's the sequence of Shastra. It's very logical and systematic. Krishna's Kaviraj said, once in his Purva ashram, when he was, because now he's Raghunath Das, this is Antya Leela. He's already, you know, this is a pastime. So he's already got the mercy. So it says in his prior ashram, he went to Shantipur. Because, you know, now he became Vairagi, detached, eventually sannyas, like this. So a Vairagi. So then he got an instruction from Lord Chaitanya. So the next question comes in your mind, if you read with, you know, absorption, this question, what next? What's going to be next? What instruction? Mahabharu gave mercy, Mahabharu Kripa, in the form of Shiksha. What was it? Here's what it was. Don't run away from your house. Prabhupada Shiksha. Nija Gare Jai. He said, don't become a so-called renunciate. Better, you go home and you act like a materialist. You act like, you pretend, or you act like a sense enjoyer. You play the role of a mundane, married, material man, or a mundane, rich man. He's a millionaire, Kaurapati. He was a zamindar. He was a son of a zamindar for 10,000 acres or 100,000 acres. His father was collecting taxes on that land, on all that land of 1 million gold coins. 1 million, and giving 800,000 to the Muslim emperor and keeping 200,000 as pocket change. 200,000 gold coins, and they were this big, one coin. Big. 20 grams probably, 25. All the Indian ladies' eyes are going, calculating how many kilos, how many lakhs, kilos, lakhs, kilos, lakhs, kilos, lakhs. I have a 10 gram bangle, 10 gram kangan, if you're lucky. So he said, listen, go home and be Vishay Prai. We have Vaishnav Prai, like almost like a Vaishnav. Vishay Prai. So, okay, he was like, he said, then, bitare vairagya bahira, kare sarvakaram, dekhiyata mata pitar, anandita man. Raghunath Das, within his heart, he was a vairagi. He was a vairagi. Okay, I have to deal with all this money, this family, these children, but I don't want any of it. I don't need any of it. I'm going through the motions, that's what we say. I'm going through the motions. I'm playing the part. I'm the husband. I'm bringing all this money, and we're living a high standard of life. But I'm not interested, myself. I'm interested in God and Krishna. The money comes through me, it goes there, I keep put my standard, maintain my children comfortably, doctor, school, clothes, everything, happy, nice. But if I had my way, I would walk out, take a piece of cloth and go. Live with the sadhus, live in the holy land. But this is my dharma, so I must do. And Lord Chaitanya said, do your dharma. Time is not right. Do your dharma. Inwardly, he was completely relaxed. Bitare, same as bitar. They say bitar means inside. Bichme means middle. Bichme, middle, and bitar. Bitar. Where's the thing? Bitar. Inside. Inside. Bahir sarvakaram. externally, he did all the karmas. He worked 9 to 5 or whatever he had to do, paid the electric bill and got the new tires for the car and, you know, reserviced the car, did everything. But he did not express his renunciation externally. Instead, he acted like an ordinary businessman, seeing as his father and mother were satisfied. So we'll continue there tomorrow, because we take a few minutes to get ready for Harinam. Now it's 4 minutes. We have Harinam, and we had a few things. So, Haribol. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai, Kartiki Devi Radharani ki jai, the holy month of Kartiki ki jai, Vrajeshri Radharani ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.